try a little bit to learn in Yonim to bring us closer to the Zmanim that we are supposed to associate ourselves with, the Yimei Bein HaMetzorim. Many people ask a question, why is it that in our day it's so hard for us to feel Churban Beis HaMikdash? Why is it that in days not so long ago, people were able to be margish ben ha-metzorim, people were able to feel the Yimei HaChurban, people said Tikkun Chatzos every single day, the way it's brought down in Mishneh Berurah, and they were able to cry in Churban HaMikdash. Today it's even hard for us on Tisha B'Av to even shed a tear and to even feel the pain of Churban HaMikdash. Why is it that way? What happened? What is the change that caused that we shouldn't feel Churban HaMikdash? I think it's a very poshut inyan. Maybe it's extreme musa, but at times we have to wake up. I don't mean to talk down Chas V'Shalom to anybody. It's only talking to ourselves and to try to attack the problem, what the problem is all about. And maybe we'll be able to understand a little bit what we have to do to bring Mashiach to. I think Rav Shimshon Pinkus has a myriadic marshal, a marshal that we can all associate with. A person that doesn't know anything about modern inventions goes into a store and buys a new invention, one of the new inventions for cooking, for baking, whatever. And he buys it and comes home and he tries it out. He unpacks it and tries it and tries it and tries it. It doesn't work. He comes back to the store and tells the store owner that it doesn't work. The store owner tells him, what's the problem? It's 100% okay. And he asked him if he plugged it in. He says he never plugged it in. If you never plug it in, then you're not connected, then of course it doesn't work. Person will come, la'acha me'e ve'esrim, and he'll come up to Shemayim and he'll say that it didn't work. I tried to be a Yid. I tried to be an Erlich Yid. I tried to do what I had to do. And the Rebbeinu Shalom will say, what do you mean you tried? Why didn't it work? And I'll say, yeah, I tried and it didn't go. The Nisyonis were very hard. We all know the Nisyonis. Nobody has to be told that the Nisyonis of today's day and age, how bad the street is and how bad everything that we face is, how we're bombarded by things that nobody ever faced, nobody ever knew, and nobody ever was able to think that there would be a generation that would have to fight such kind of Nisyonis. The Rebbeinu Shalom will say that we didn't plug ourselves in. We have a bereira. We have a bereira to be plugged in. The Rebbeinu Shalom gave us. The Rebbeinu Shalom gave us bati kinesios, bati midrashos. The Rebbeinu Shalom gave us places we could plug ourselves into Yiddishkeit. And the Rebbeinu Shalom made Churban HaMikdash. It says in Shevet Musa, in Agodas and Talmud Yishalmi Adovan Nifla Admiyot. The Rebbeinu Shalom took a malach. He took a stone from Churban, from the Beis HaMikdash, and dropped a stone every single place where there'll be a Beis HaKnesses, every single place where there'll be a Beis HaMedrash. That every single place that there's a Beis HaKnesses and Beis HaMedrash in Golus should have a connection to the Beis HaMikdash, should have an Kedushas Beis HaMikdash. The Kedushas Beis HaMikdash should be with us in Golus too. But the Mikdash Ma'at, the Rebbeinu Shalom gave us small but a Mikdash, that we should be able to stay connected even in Golus. The Rebbeinu Shalom didn't want we should become disconnected from him in Golus, and our makom of connection in Golus is Bati Knesios and Bati Midrashos. If we connect ourselves to the Rebbeinu Shalom and Bati Knesios and Bati Midrashos, then we have a very good chance of withstanding the Nisyonis of today's generation. If we are not connected, if we are not connected, then we could try everything in the world, but if we are not connected, then nothing will work. But I think that it's a lot sharper than I'm saying. I think that there is a Nuyudik in the Kuna. The Rebbeinu Shalom left over about a Mikdash Me'at. The Rebbeinu Shalom left us over about a Mikdash Me'at. And we tell the Rebbeinu Shalom every day, Yulishalayim, Ircho Barachim, Em Toshuv. And we ask the Rebbeinu Shalom that he should B'nei Oysa B'koi B'yameinu. And the Rebbeinu Shalom answers us in very simple terms. I gave you a Beis HaMikdash Me'at, and you don't use the Beis HaMikdash Me'at that I gave you. Why should I give you back the Beis HaMikdash? I crave you a nesoyin. If you will use the Beis HaMikdash Ma'at the way it should be, then you can ask me to give me back the Beis HaMikdash HaShlishi. But if you don't use the Beis HaMikdash Ma'at, then how do you expect me to give you back the Beis HaMikdash Shlishi? We have to remember that the Aveda of Bein HaMetzorim, the Aveda of Yemei Bein HaMetzorim is, the way it says in Moav HaShomesh, the way it says in a lot of Sifrei Chassidus, is to be marba in our Shi'urei Torah, to be marba in being in Beis Medrash, to be marba our connection to the Beis HaMikdash Mi'at. And if we marba our connection to the Beis HaMikdash Mi'at, we will have the ability to ask for HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to ask for Beis HaMikdash HaShlishi. If we will have a connection to Beis HaMikdash Mi'at, a connection to the Beis HaOlam, then we can feel that the Beis HaMikdash is missing. The Heilige Kedushas Levi, if one wants to see the Kedushas Levi inside, in the end of Kedushas Levi, there's peace of Ke'ovis, there's a piece on Perik Beis, Perik Mishneh Hei, the Kepalis Parshas Devarim. He talks about Kolam Es'abal al Yishalayim Zeiche V'roya B'Simchosa, and the Kedushas Levi talks about who can be Mes'abal al Yishalayim. You have to become an edler person to be Mes'abal al Yishalayim. Your Asogis have to be different Asogis. Your Asogis have to be Asogis, a little Ruchnistik Asogis, one who's involved in Gashmias all his days, and he has to do with Gashmias. The days of Eden lived once upon a time, their Shaykhis to Gashmias was a very minimal Shaykhis. Our Shaykhis to Gashmias is a very basic Shaykhis. The Heilige Chassam Sefer tells us, Pasuk it says, Kechashecha Ka'ira. Chassam Sefer says in Parashas Ba'aleischon Teres Meshe, Amir Dike Chassam Sefer, why is it that when we say Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad, one takes his hand and covers his eyes? For what reason does one cover his eyes? There are many reasons said for it. The Heilige Chassam Sefer in Parashas Ba'aleischa is Megala a new reason. He tells us in Pasuk it says, Kechashecha Ka'ira. And his Rebbe, the Heilige Afla, told him, Pshat, Kechashecha, as much as this world is dark in front of your eyes, so much Ka'ira, so much is the world light in Ruchnius. The eyes of a person can't see both. We cannot see Gashmius and Ruchnius with the same eyes. Kechashecha, as much as the eyes are dark in Ruchnius, in the Gashmius, so are the eyes light in Ruchnius. When one wants to say Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad, be mekabel on himself Omar HaShemayim, connect himself to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so the Heilige Chassam Sofer, we have to blind ourselves from this world. This world has to become blind for us. We can't see this world. We can't have any shaykhs to this world. We have to cover our eyes, because that is the way we can maybe see something in this world. The only way to be able to see something in this world is only by covering our eyes. Then we can see the truth, and then we can be mekabel al malchus shamayim. The Heilige Chassam Sofer says everybody knows that when he's learning a Gemara and he's learning a Teisvis and he wants to be misamik in a Teisvis, what does a person do? He closes his eyes tight. Why does he close his eyes tight when he's thinking? Because it's the only way to think in Torah, and to be mamik in Torah, like the Heilige Chassam Sofer, is only if our eyes are closed. If we tighten our eyes completely and we don't see Olam Hazeh, then we can see the right things. How can we see Yerushalayim? How can we have our eyes looking on Yerushalayim Eir HaKodesh? How can we have our eyes fixed on the Beis HaMikdash, with a tzipiyah to the Beis HaMikdash, with a tshukah to the Beis HaMikdash? Crying for the Beis HaMikdash has two inyanim into it. We cry on Urban HaMikdash, and we cry that the Beis HaMikdash should build back the Beis HaMikdash. Two things we cry about. The easier part is to cry that the Beis HaMikdash should build back the Beis HaMikdash. When a person lives the Ruchniyistik, he's missing the Beis HaMikdash. There's something missing in his life. Let us see what the Heilige Goyin says in Shir HaShirim, in Kapitel Vav in Shir HaShirim. If we wouldn't say in the Heilige Goyin, we wouldn't be able to say it over. The Mishnah says in Perik, we just learned this Shabbos of Perik, Al Shleisha Dvarim Ha'ilam Ma'imet, Al HaTeira V'Al HaVeidah V'Al Gemilas Chasodim. So the Heilige Goyin in Golus is Malka V'Ensorah Bagoyim. B'Shas, when we went into Golus, it's Bittel Teira. Golus, we don't have a Beis HaMikdash anymore. We don't have Misham Yetzei Oira Le'Olam. The Amud HaTeira is shaky, Zog the Goyin. The Amud HaTeira doesn't exist in Golus like it was when there was a Beis HaMikdash. The Amud HaAveda, we don't have a Kabbonis today. So we're missing the Amud HaTeira, and we're missing the Amud HaAveda. That's what the Goyin says. It's a Pella from a Goyin. Al HaTeira v'Al HaAveda, two of the Amudim are shaky Amudim. Two of the Amudim are missing. There's only one Amud that's left. al gemilus chasodim. That's the only omer that we still have in Golus. That's why when we finish davening every day Shemen Esra, we say to Rebbeinu Shlalem Yirotz and Shibana Beis Hamikdash Bemeira Bimeinu V'Sei Chalkeinu V'Sei Resel V'Sham Navodcha. Two things we need to make this for. One is we don't have Torah. The Goyin says in Idra, the Goyin in Biurim and Zoya Kodesh says that if a person would be Miyageya in Torah today, it's impossible for him to have the Asagis of Torah that we had when there was a Beis HaMikdash. A person has to realize we can't understand Torah the way it should be without a Beis HaMikdash. We don't have Avodas Hashem without a Beis HaMikdash. We don't have Yiras Shamayim without a Beis HaMikdash. Why don't we have Yiras Shamayim without a Beis HaMikdash? The Sasemes explains Yira is the same osios as Ria. Yira, true Yira, only comes from seeing. One can make all the cheshbonis in the world that one has to be afraid of a lion, but he'll never have the fear of a lion without seeing a lion. When one sees a lion, then he gets the fear and he falls on him a pachad of a lion. Nobody can have a fear of a dangerous poisonous snake until you see the snake in front of your eyes. You can suddenly have a terrible fear, but when you don't see it, you can imagine it from today till tomorrow, but it's not a true fear. The Novi tells us that the Novi tells us our Yira is Mitzvah Sanosha Mulumoda. The Heilige Sasar asks a question: is our Yira Mitzvah Sanosha Mulumoda? I put on tzitzis in the morning. It's very possible that one puts on tzitzis and he doesn't doing a mitzvah. He's getting dressed, he puts on an undershirt, he puts on tzitzis, he puts on a shirt. It's just mitzvah sanosha mulamada. It's possible that one could go to Beis Medrash and put on tefillin and it should be mitzvah sanosha mulamada. He doesn't think what he's doing. It becomes a route. It becomes a daily routine. It's something that he doesn't realize that he's doing a mitzvah. Could even be that according to the Mechaber that mitzvah tzirich skavana by mitzvah deraisa, could even be he's not even yoytzeh the mitzvah of tefillin. But that here, isem oisim mitzvah anoshem lamoda, yiro of the sasemes is a mitzvah of yiro. You have pachad. How could you say mitzvah anoshem lamoda on yiro? Sasemes answers: the yiro on Golus is a taught yiro. It's a learned yiro. It's not a yiro of a mitzvah. You don't have fear. Of course, there were people that were able to have such an emuna that were able to have fear. The Heilige Chofetz Chaim was able to live with such a clarity of Olam Haba, such a clarity of Schar V'Einish, that he lived with a fear of the Beir Olam as if he would have seen it with his own eyes. That was the godless of the Heilige Chofetz Chaim. The Tzemach Tzedek had a chosid that was in taking to Melchoma in Russia, and there was a time that in the Melchoma they came hand to hand fighting with the Seine, hand to hand fighting the four Kabbanis from all sides. They came back from the Melchoma and he said that the fear that he had in the hand-to-hand fighting was almost as much as Yom Kippur Bani Ila. That is the darga of the way Yidden lived sometimes, where Masik, to be able to see the remaining Shalom have fear. But our fear is Mitzvah Sanoshim Ulamada. We teach ourselves, we make a cheshbon, there's a Beir Olam, there's Chava Inish, it says in Mesil Sisharim, Perek Dalet, Perek Gimel, Perek Dalet, Perek Dalet, Mesil Sisharim, Mesil Sisharim, the Heilige Ramchal tells us, why does a person do Averis Rahman al Islam? He knows there's a Beir Olam, he knows there's Chava Einish, but he doesn't see it in front of his eyes. It's not in front of him. He has to have a lot of Emuna. His Memela, the Yira, is not a true Yira. It's a taught Yira. But when one walked into the Heilige Beis HaMikdash, when one went into the Beis HaMikdash, he was able to see with his own fleshige Augen. He was able to see with his eyes there is a Beir Olam on the world. He was able to see with his eyes clearly. He had no sveikis. He knew there's a Beir Olam that runs the world. He knew that there is no Teva anymore in the world. He was able to see in front of his eyes that Kalalei Teva are bottle. There's no Teva. Doesn't exist Teva. It rains. There's an Aish on the Maracha. May Olam like Kavuk Shomim Atze Maracha. Asara Nisim Nasu B'Migdash. Constant Nisim. Constantness, constant lamala midarech hateva. Person saw it as a Beir Olam on the world when he came into the Beis HaMikdash. When he walked into the Beis HaMikdash, he got back true Yiras Shamayim as if he would see a lion. The Chavetz Chaim tells us, how are you supposed to have Yira? Chavisavavis tells us that the year of the Beir Olam has to be like somebody walks into a forest and he sees a lion and next to him is a little dog. So the Chavisavavis, does he have time to be afraid of the dog? He's so molly pachad of the lion, he doesn't have time to be afraid of the dog. All the years of this world, the Chavisavavis, are nothing. There's one yira, the yira of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That yira we had when there was a Beis HaMikdash. When there's a Beis HaMikdash, that's why we say, Visham, when we'll get back to Beis HaMikdash, Navotcha, Beyira, we'll have true yira Shamayim, we'll be molly fear from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So those two yisedis, those two amudim of the world, Dr. Heilig Goyen, are missing. If one realizes that there's no Torah in Golus, there's no Aveda in Golus, shaky, the world is shaky. A world that doesn't have three amudim is a shaky world. It's a very shaky world. And when one realizes that it says more than that, that in this period that we're living in Ikvus and the Mashiach, the Nisyonos are very big, because before the light goes out, before the time when Shechitas HaYetzer, the Yetzer comes with such hard Nisyonos that even Torah is hard to overcome these Nisyonos. That's what the Goyen writes. It's even hard with Torah to overcome the Nisyonos. So then a person would sit and cry that the Rebbeinu Shem should bring the Gula Shleima. What does the person do when he has Pekuach Nefesh? What does the person do, Rachman al-Tzlam, when he's told by a doctor that he has a terrible machla, and the machla has no refuah, ain't truth on the makosai? Then everybody knows there's a Beir Olam, and everybody sits down with a tillim and cries. Why don't we realize that we're missing everything? We're missing all our ruchnis in this world. We have no ruchnis. There's no Beis HaMikdash. We're missing Torah. We're missing Aveda. We have such Nisyonos HaYetzer. Why doesn't the Rebbeinu Shalom bring the Beis HaMikdash already? If we would realize that, we would cry to Rebbeinu Shalom. But we have to be connected. We have to connect ourselves back to HaKadosh Baruch Hu in order to cry. We have to be able to be connected. We have to be connected back to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And that's the tachlis of the Beis HaMikdash Me'at. To connect ourselves with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that we should be able to cry on the Beis HaMikdash. Let's see a little bit what our Aveda is. Let's learn a little bit of Sosemes. To see a little bit of our Aveda, let's learn one piece. Parshas Devarim, Shnas Tov Resh Mem Zayin. On the second page, Parshas Devarim, Me'emedrish Eicha Yoshva Bodot. We are going to come and learn a pshat in the three words of Eicha Yoshva Bodot Ha'ir. How do we teach Eicha Yoshva Bodot? What do these three words mean? We are going to come to a new explanation from this piece of Sosemes. The Medrash, Eicha Yoshva Bodot. The Medrash says, Moishev Yechidim Baisa. The Eibishter is Moishev Yechidim Baisa. Moitzi Asirim Bekoishorois. That's the Pasuk. Koidim Shenigalu Bnei Yisrael, Hoyohem Yechidim Vashchina Yechida. Uki Shenigalu, Nasu Hum Nia Achas, Uki Shegolu, Let us try to understand first the Medrash, and if we understand this Medrash, we have to understand who a Yid is. The Heilige Chaim HaKadosh, said, the Mishnah says in Pirkei Avos, Chavivin Yisrael shenikru bonim la'amokim, chibe yiseira noidas lehem shenikru bonim la'amokim. The Chaim HaKadosh said something, Chizuk Nirdike Chizuk. Mitzes Shvachai Befanov. You talk to somebody, you only tell him Mitzes Shvachai. Chaviv in Yisrael Shanik Rubanam Lamokim. Chibi Yeseira Yidna Morem Banam Lamokim. How do you know that they're Morem Banam Lamokim? Because Neidas Lehem Shabanam Lamokim. The Abishta told them they're Banam. So that's only Mitzes Shvachai. So the Chaim HaKadosh, Ayid is Asach Gresser, Heilige Vibanim Lamokim. Banim is a little bit of what we are. We are much greater than Banim Lamokim. What does it mean we are much greater than Banim Lamokim? The Reish is Bore Likim et Hashemayim Vesaretz. Bereishis, the Chazal tell us, Bishvil Yisrael Shenikiru Reishis. There are three Nikudis in the word Bereishis. There is a shva under the base, a tzeire under the reish, and a chirik under the shin. What are these three nekudis? There are three nekudes, are the three oifanim that yid na mechubel to the bere oilom. A shvo is bonim atem lamokim. A tzerei is achai vereyoi. We are achim and reyim to the Rebbeinu Shel Olam. A chirik is, we are one kaviyochol with the Beir Olam. We are echod with the Beir Olam. We are so connected to the Beir Olam. Kaviyochol, we become one with the Beir Olam. So great is the nefesh of a yid. Klal Yisrael, before they were nigalu, Klal Yisrael was a yochid. Kaviyochol Shchenagadosh was a yochid. Zogt the Medrash, kishen nigalu nasu, hum ni'achas, they became one. They connected to be one. What does it say in the Torah HaKadoshah by Matan Torah? By Matan Torah, the Torah HaKadoshah says that the Rebbeinu Shalom said you should take the dam, and you should take the dam, chatzi ala om, v'chatzi ala mezbeach. Zog the Oyev Yisrael, the Apterov, zog the Avedis Yisrael, the Kozhen Tzemagid. Why did you have to split chatzi, chatzi, to show that we are really one, are really connected, we are really one, there is no separation between us. In a normal bris, when you make a bris between two people, you take a behemoth, you cut it, you put it on this side the behemoth, and you walk through in between. It's not a complete connection. There is a bris, but it's not a complete connection. That's one darga. Klal Yisrael can connect themselves, become over a bris, to become one kaviyoch with the Beir Olam. That happened by Matan Torah. That happened by Tzias Mitzrayim. A Yid gives a machtes hashekel, zok to Oiv Yisrael. Why does he give a machtes hashekel? Because we are one with the Beir Olam. That if and that if connect. It's hum ni'achas. And you know what happened when the Beis HaMikdash was charev? We lost that connection. We are in b'china of plag guf. Just like Chas V'Shalom, Ha'isha Ni'isha are one. And when the Chas V'Shalom, the Rebbeinu Shalom, are up-eaten, if Chas V'Shalom, the Rebbeinu Shalom, should be shame a matzel, if we give a get, what happens? You become back a plag gufa. You're separated. It's two half people. It's not two people, it's two half people. There's no connection, it's a half a person. Klal Yisrael has to understand, Chob Ma'migdosh, we are half. We are missing the other half. We are half a people. That's what we are going to learn here. Ha'inyan hu, ki Megillas Eicha, from part of the Nevi'im and Ksuvim, and part of the Chumash Megillos, is the Inyan of Megillas Eicha. What is it? Gamze Eidus of an Israel. Torah is called an Eidus. Torah is called an Eidus. What's the Eidus of the Eicha? The Eidus of Eicha is Kehem Ato Plag Gufa. Do you know what that means? You know what the Eidus is? If you feel yourself as half, then it's Eidus that you really belong by the Beir Olam. Eichad telling you that without HaKadosh Baruch Hu, without the Beis HaMikdash, you are lost, you are alone on this world, you don't have anybody on this world, you are a half a person. That's an Eidus who Klal Yisrael is. That's an Eidus that Klal Yisrael is a chirk. Klal Yisrael is mechubet HaKadosh Baruch Hu in such a connection. Damze Eidus al b'nei Yisrael kehem atop lagufa ube'emes ein lonu metziyaz begolus. Truthfully, we don't have any place in Golus. We don't exist in Golus. We can't exist in Golus. Now let us see what a person has to think when he says Eicha. Eicha Yashva Bodot. Eicha means how? Yashva, can I sit? Bodot alone. Alone without who? What does it mean how? I'm sitting Bodot. Because a Yid has to scream to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Chub Ma'migdosh. Eicha, how is it possible that Yashva Bodot, I am alone without HaKadosh Baruch Hu? I don't have HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's impossible for me to be Bodot. Because I'm Bodot. I'm missing the other half. I don't have HaKadosh Baruch Hu. I am Bodot. That's what it means, Eicha Yashva Bodot. V'zeh shekosev Eicha Yashva, kikach tzorech liyos b'chalish Yisrael, shel yimtzeloi mokem klal b'golus. He should feel out of place in Golus. He should feel that he doesn't find a place in Golus. He should feel he's lost in Golus. Eicha Yashva Bodot. How is it possible? Eicha, how is it possible that I sit alone in Golus Bodot? That is the touch, Eicha. Because I'm missing my connection to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Medrash, it says, by the first Golus, by Yigoresh Esa Odom, the Eibishter took Odom Arishon and he sent him away. Zok the Medrash, the Tanur Be'Eliyo, and Perik Aleph and Tanur Be'Eliyo, Malamed Shenosim Legerishon Ki Isha, means that he gave him a get Ki Isha. What is barred the Tana Beliyo? What bars the Tana Beliyo? The Tana Beliyo has to say, Vayigorish is Adam, Pishon. So the Heilige Rebbe Rabbonim from Pishischa. Anoyredik Heilige Rebbe Rabbonim from Pishischa. It's brought one place, this Rebbe Rabbonim, in a Chuvis Menches Yehuda, in the back, in the Derasha. He says, Adobar Nifla, a Ish and a Isha can be standing in the same proximity before a get and after a get. And what's the difference? What is the difference? Where is she get? She's standing in the same Daladamas before and after. So the get means you're standing in the same Daladamas, but your connection, your Ruchni is the connection. Your bond has changed. There's no such thing by the Bar Olam. The Bar Olam is all over. The Kikasha the Tana Beliyo has. Where was Vayigoresh? If I have a house, I throw somebody out. It's Vayigoresh, it's Adam. But the Bar Olam is less asal ponim in the Rebbeinu Shalom. There's nowhere where the Rebbeinu Shalom isn't. The Rebbeinu Shalom is Mamala Kol Alman, Seviv Kol Alman. You can't find a place where the Rebbeinu Shalom isn't. What is David HaMelech saying to him? Oh, no, Mipanecha Evarach. I can't run away from you. Im Ezak Shamayim, if I'll go up in a spaceship to the Shamayim, Shamato. Im Atiyah Sheher, I'll go on the underground. Hineka. There's no way we can run away from the Rebbeinu Shalom. So what does it mean by Yigoresh as Adam? Where did he take the Geirish into the person? How is it possible that he gave Geirish into the person? You could be in the same proximity as before, but the Geirish is your connection has changed. You don't have that connection with the Rebbeinu Shalom. The Golus is a Geirish and you became a Plagufa. Your connection with HaKadosh Baruch Hu changed. You're not connected as you were connected before with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. You're disconnected from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So, Eicha Yashva Abadot, how can it be that I'm alone? How can it be that I'm alone? That I'm out without HaKadosh Baruch Hu? That Badot, that's the Gvadot. Kitkein Tzorech Liyas B'chol Ish Yisrael. Shelo Yimtza Le'mokam B'klal B'golos U'B'klal Yisrael. In the Klolius of Klal Yisrael Vabay Kachu. In the Klolius of Klal Yisrael, it's surely like that. So what is that, a Eidus? That's why it's part of the Torah. Because Eichot Amuridike Eidus. When a Yid is in Golus and he can't find his place, and he screams, Eichot Yashua Badot, that shows where Yid belongs, that shows where his connection is, that shows how he's connected to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. V'zeh shekosef, moitzi asirim b'koshores, doshu chazal, b'koshores is p'chi v'shiros, b'chos v'shiros, moitzi asirim, with p'chi and shiros. K'moy kein, chiburam shel b'nei Yisrael im ha'shchina, shagam she'anu b'golus, v'chibur nifsak, as we just said, mekol mokoyim, the eidus comes mitzad ha'p'chia, k'moy shehoye b'zman ha'migdash mitzad ha'shira, hafla v'fele. There's two ways you can bring eidus. You can bring eidus from shira, and you can bring eidus from p'chia. Eidus that you're close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu from shira, from your closeness, from the becoming nisreimim to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And you could become close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The Eidus that you're close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, from that you feel separated, from that you feel lonely, from that you feel bodot, that's your Eidus on HaKadosh Baruch Hu. B'zeh shekosaf. Now we're coming to a new piece of Sosemes. It says in Novi, Nepach le'evel mecheleinu. What does it mean, Nepach le'evel mecheleinu? We're going to learn soon a few pieces of Sosemes that he discusses this pasuk, Nepach le'evel mecheleinu. The mechaleinu, the mochel that there was in the Beis Hamikdash, the simcha that there was in the Beis Hamikdash changed now to a new avoida. It's the same Beis Hamikdash. Half love a fellow, you're going to see Lashonis and Sosemes, you're going to see what Tisha B'Av is all about. Tisha B'Av is called Moyed. Why is Tisha B'Av called a Moyed? Very good question, Karalai Moyed. We don't say Tachnan Tisha B'Av, it's a Moyed. Psalm Shmuel Hirsch explains the word Moyed means a meeting place. Tisha B'Av is the time we meet with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We don't meet in HaKadosh Baruch Hu with the closeness. We meet from HaKadosh Baruch Hu with the crying we meet with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Nepach le'evel mecheleinu. Looking at the Loshna Sosemes, sheyesh avida ato mitzad ha'tshuka v'roiv ha'velus, k'mo shehoyo oz b'simcha u'b'mecheleis, v'zehu megillas eicha t'mei megillas she'ashirim. It's the same coin, it's two sides of the coin. She'ashirim describes the chosn and kala, and eicha describes the get. It's both the same. It's both the exact same thing. She'ashirim describes the chibur mitzad ha'ava, and the other side of the coin, the megillas eicha, describes the chibur from feeling lost, from feeling separated, from feeling that we don't have a Kadosh Baruch Hu. Ze bochis v'zeshiris k'moshahoya zivugam shalamato bochis v'kashoris. Let us see this rayon of moitzi asirim v'kashoris nepach le'evo mochaylenu. Let us see this rayon in many different places. There's a long piece, Pesach Tov Resh Mem Zayin. I don't think the time is now for to learn the whole piece. I want to learn the end of the piece, at the end of the column 2, 6 lines from the bottom. 6 lines of the bottom, 7 lines of the bottom. Sha'ato ayidei p'chio u'tvilo yichol limtzei ezer ha'ora. The Sasemis is going to tell you, how can we find the Beis Hamikdash today? How is the Yid able to find a little bit Hagosha of the Beis Hamikdash today? The same way one found the Beis Hamikdash when he went into the Beis Hamikdash with Simcha, with Shira. One knows the Simcha, one went into the Beis Hamikdash with what kind of Shira he went to the Beis Hamikdash. We find the Beis Hamikdash today through Evel, through that's how we find the Beis Hamikdash. That's how we can find something. Kama shekisafti b'mokam achal, aposik nepa le'evel mechaylenu. Ken kosef hechaltem lechel dimo. Listen to another thing. It says, "Hashem is all achilas matzah pamachas b'shana pesach by night who be yom shechal tisha b'av." Vatashkemoi, we can drink the shalosh regalim. How can we take in the aray that he had? 3 times a year, Yiroi calls Chulcha. He went into the Beis Hamikdash and he saw Yira Yiroi Lirois Leirois. How can we have that today? You can have it today through the Mois. Atashkemoi bad Mois Sholish Ayedei Dmois. That's through the Dmois we can get what we got then. Let us see another time. Chanukah Resh Mem Dalet. Chanukah Resh Mem Dalet. Kemoi Kein Ato. 6 lines from the bottom. Kemoi Kein Ato. As much as a person is mitzare umisoynenim and he krechts and he's missing the Beis Hamikdash, kach zeichen limtzei eizah ha'ora mi Beis Hamikdash. V'zeh ha'remez nepach le'evo mechaylenu. Ki kol ma'asho yimesigin, there's no way we say such a nirudik aloshon. Kol ma'asho yimesigin oda yidei ha'simcha. Not ma'at. In the first piece he says, you can be zoich a little bit of what we have here. Here it says, kol ma'asho yimesigin. Rabbi Yisai, ki zi nirudik diburim. When Mekana the Yidin that went into Beis Hamikdash, they were able to see nirudik ha'sagis. Kol ma'asho yimesigin of. Whatever Yid was masik then in the Beis Hamikdash, they sipper simcha mecholos zeichen ato. You can be zeichen today al yedei avelus v'chum Beis Hamikdash. Nire dike diburim. What a person can be zeichen with a true avelus al chum Hamikdash. Through that, he can be zeichen. It's a half of a fella. What avelus is goyrim. The avelus is goyrim that a person can be zeichen to see and be margish the Beis Hamikdash. Let us learn another piece. Re'ei Tov Resh Mem Dalet. Re'ei Tov Resh Mem Dalet. The Pasik L'Shichnoi Sidrishu. Hu'u Gam Azman Azeh Kasher Chomim Igidu Deboi Derisha. The Gemara says Tzio In Derish Einla Miklal Deboi Derisha. So the Heilige Sasemes, it seems that the mitzvah of L'shichnoi Sidrishu is nitzchias. Even now in Golus, we have a chiev of L'shichnoi Sidrishu. Even now in Golus, we have a chiev to be doirish, because tzio in doirish ain't lo miklal de boi drisha. So what does it say in the pasuk? L'shichnoi Sidrishu uvasa shama. Kemashadoshu chazal lo isasun kein shle yigimenu avayniseichem l'chub ma'migdash. The person says she yechrav. Person says, "Mpnei chato einu gulinu me'atzenu, v'nisachaknu me'alad maseinu." K'moy kein, ayidei masim toivim shedoyish nashchos hashchina hava b'chlal mitzvus binyan amigdash. Hanoyer de kechidish. You want to be mekayim mitzvus binyan amigdash. You want to be mekayim the mitzvah of asul imigdash u'shechanti b'seichom. That the chidish nifla in a piece of sasemis. We can be mekayim if we do masim toivim and we do yidish hashchos hashchina. With that, you mekayim binyan amigdash. Aviseinu arishinim miroi vatshuka shahoyu lohem Zochu laham shechashchena lamata. You know how the Beis HaMikdash was built? With rotzim, with chukka, the Beis HaMikdash was built. Mikol shkein ata. There was once already a Beis HaMikdash. Is b'nei kalonu la'ira rishaynes mikaycha chukka. It's very easy for us to bring the Beis HaMikdash. It's very easy for us to bring the Beis HaMikdash because you know already what there is a Beis HaMikdash. Before there was a Beis HaMikdash, who said that if you bring down a Beis HaMikdash? Zekei livan veyu. Chazal Tei say Zekei livan veyu va'avne le magdasha. How could they say va'avne le magdasha? That was the Chukah of Eden. They had a new Yudhika Chukah to be close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. They said things that had no pshat. Go build the Beis HaMikdash for the Rebbeinu Shem. The Rebbeinu Shem can't be mitzamus on the Beis HaMikdash. The Rebbeinu Shem is not a nivra. How can you say Va'avna Le Magdasha? But they didn't know what they were saying. It was Ava Mekalkelos and Sashura. Mirva Vosam to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. They gave out a dibur. And the Eibishter gave them noch. And the Eibishter said, Va'asu Le Mikdash Shechanti V'seicham. You asked for it, I'll give it to you because your chuk is so great. Kol Shkein Ato, now that we had already a Beis HaMikdash, you know what we can bring down with our chukah? Let us see a Muyur de Kikasha. Let us see a Muyur de Kikasha. First piece that is printed, pieces of Samus and Lakutim, a kasha that nobody asks, but such often a kasha, a half of the kikasha. Chazal say, Kol Dersh, Ein Nivna Beis HaMikdash B'yomov, Ki Lenecha B'yomov. Let's explain the kasha. What is easier to do? What is easier to do? To build something? Let's phrase it differently. When a person has something, to be machrevit, to destroy it, to take it away from him. Let's take a child. A child has a toy. To take away the toy or to give him a toy. What does he have to do? To take away a toy, he has to do a very big aveira to take away something from him. To deserve a present, he has to do a very big mitzvah. Right? That's the way we manage. So frek is a semis amoyer de kikasha. Kol dersh le nivne beis hamikdash b'yomav kila nechra b'yomav. No. What's the raya? Nivna, you need a lot of schosim to bring a Beis HaMikdash. But for Churban HaMikdash, we don't have enough avodas for Churban HaMikdash. Maybe Churban we wouldn't have, but Binyan we can't have. If the philosophy is that to get something you need to do more than to lose something, so maybe we're not on the darga to lose the Beis HaMikdash, but we're not on the darga to get a Beis HaMikdash. So how could Chazal say, Kol der shalei nivna Beis HaMikdash b'yomav ki l'necha b'yomav? It's not true. L'chayra ain't moving. The mashmem yeder toiv ma'at. He's going to ask the question, he's going to ask in different words. What does it mean in other words? That if our dirt would be one iota better than the dirt of Churban, we'll get a Beis HaMikdash. Why? Why should it be that way? Miyad, ishim loy ken lama yikin anechle b'tzorech tam, shal chayre nire, shay yoyse koyach tzorech libonois, milakev Churban, you need more schusim that should be built than to be makev Churban. So Sama says, three terutzim on this kasha. Three terutzim of this kasha. Every one of these terutzim are something that will change our ashkofa and change our way of thinking. Because everything is the opposite of the way we think. So we'll see three terutzim that are going to teach us how to think. Teretz Aleph. Ve'ef she'enekein. Ef she'enekein. It says, by people it's like that. Rebbeinu Shalom is nitzchis. Rebbeinu Shalom is nitzchis. Right? So Be'etzem, by the Rebbeinu Shalom, the Hoi V'Hoi V'Yi is all the same. Right? There's a difference between Hoi V'Hoi V'Yi by the Be'er Oilom. No, we're Maminim and Maminim. Yud Kei V'Ov Kei, Hoi V'Hoi V'Yi, it's all the same. So if so, why is the Beis HaMikdash Charev now? Because it was Charev 2,000 years ago? Or it's Charev now? Because now it's Charev. By the Rebbeinu Shalom, there's a thing, it's Charev because yesterday was Charev. It's Charev because now it's Charev. So the Heiliges Sasamis, if now the door wouldn't have Averis and it should be Charev, it would be Memela built. Because by Rebbeinu Shalom, there's no such thing. By a person, he threw down the house yesterday, so today he has to build the house. By Rebbeinu Shalom, there's no such thing as yesterday and today. By Rebbeinu Shalom, Hoy Hoy Vivi is all one. So if so, the Rega that we will be in the Matziv, that there shouldn't be Churban, in that Rega there'll be Binyan. So that's why I call Dershul and Nivra Mesimigdash Shizkila Necher V'yomach. Teretz Aleph. It's enough. Be'etzem, we didn't have to say anything. Just this teretz alone is enough to be mamik and be'amik and mamik to see what true ashkofa, how a person has to look at things. The second teretz of Sasemis is a very, very important teretz. Oyd yitochen loyma. Oyd yitochen loyma. Ki kol zman sheyesh mokoyim va'ifen le'mesimigdash l'skayim. We're all busy that the Rebbeinu Shalom has a hava to us. You'll see what the Sasemis means that Rebbeinu Shalom has a hava to us. The Rebbeinu Shalom has such a hava to Klal Yisrael. If only we deserve the Beis HaMikdash, not because we deserve it, because it should be built. If only we deserve it, that if we would have it, we wouldn't lose it, HaKadosh Baruch Hu would give it to us back. Again, the Havas Hashem to Klal Yisrael, the Rotzain to build the Beis HaMikdash. Two things. The Rotzain that there's a Beis HaMikdash down here today is so great, that if only we are on the level that the Beis HaMikdash shouldn't become Charev, the Rebbeinu Shalom wouldn't take it away from us, the Rebbeinu Shalom would give it back to us. That's how the Darag is. Oy Yitochen Loimeh. He calls Man Sheesh Mokim Ve'ifon Le'Bes HaMikdash Le'Skayim Ein HaKadosh Baruch Hu Ma'akev HaBinyan Af Rega Le'Goydel Chibes Be'Bes HaMikdash Eilav Ku Mokim Shechinosei. That's the Rebbeinu Shalom wants, the Shechinah B'Tachtoinim. Why the Rebbeinu Shalom build the world? Only for the Be'Bes HaMikdash, only to have Shechinah B'Tachtoinim, only to be his Galus HaShechinah this world. For Chubonoi Yizrak Al Yedei Sheyef Shel Le'Skayim. And if there's a dirt, I wouldn't become Charev, the Rebbeinu Shalom would give it back right away. That means, Ne'ir V'Oyim. That means, Kol Dosh, Le'niv, the Beis HaMikdash, B'yom. That means, that if we would have the Beis HaMikdash, it would be burnt right away. Why would it be burnt right away? Because we have enough Chaptoim that the Beis HaMikdash should get burnt. It's a new blick. Then Kol Dosh, Le'niv, the Beis HaMikdash, B'yom. Ke'necher, B'yom. It's good Sprach. It means, simply, that the Rebbeinu Shalom would give it to us back if we would be able to hold it and it wouldn't get burnt. If the Rebbeinu Shalom doesn't give it to us back, it means that we wouldn't be able to hold on in it and it would get burnt, it would get charev. That's the way we have to look at it. The third reason is what we really have to think about. Third reason is that somebody had something and he lost it. His tshuka. And is a priya on it. You had such a good thing and you lost it. Should be so much greater than somebody didn't have it yet. Beis HaMikdash Rishon, they never had a Beis HaMikdash. So he needed to bring down a Beis HaMikdash. He had to have more of the Kitchukot of Beis HaMikdash, like we just learned in this piece. But we had already a Beis HaMikdash. We know what a Beis HaMikdash is all about. We were makabel from our fathers, from our forefathers, we're maminim b'nei maminim, the Klaus had a Beis HaMikdash, and if we don't need Amunah, we have a Kaisel Marov in front of our eyes. We see that there was a Beis HaMikdash. The Goyim Amayid, there was a Beis HaMikdash. Everybody knows there was a Beis HaMikdash. So we know there's a possibility of a Beis HaMikdash. So if so, did you give us such a tshuka? So why don't you have that tshuka? So it must be that Kilanecha B'yomov. Kol Dershel Niv the Beis HaMikdash B'yomov. Should have such a tshuka. V'rak she'enem k'ech kol kach she'yivne me'kol mokhem nechshev dem o'inish ki l'nechrev she'yitzovay na'chubm the atzvis of the chubm tzorech liten k'ech v'chizik otzom l'zgabe yoyse k'dei she'yivne yoyse ma'sh'oye novi mazel hem osa she'yechrav. The novi came and said chubm, it's never going to be chorov. V'zeh nireh the tam chubm ba'asheni chobalon. Because it's Chorban Ba'asheni was worse, because they knew already there was once Chorban. And we know already there's a Tzius of Beis HaMikdash. And we know that Averis HaGorim Chorban. So we know that we'll do mitzvahs and we'll do tshuva. The Averis will bring back the Beis HaMikdash. So what does a person have to go away? A little bit, after learning these little bit of pieces, we see the difference of the look that we have to have to a Tisha B'Av. The look that we have to have to the 9 days, the look that we have to have to Beina Metzorim, the look that we have to have in these days, these are special days. These are days that nobody has such days. We have days that we can get the Ribbono Shel Olam through Bechia, we can get close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So Bechia, we can get Ha'aris. We can get Ha'aris to the Beis HaMikdash. That's a Galgal Achaze. It's a Galgal Achaze. Let me tell you what means a Galgal Achaze. A person cries, he cries Be'emes, he gets an Asaga of what the Beis HaMikdash was. He gets the other side of Beis HaMikdash. It causes him to cry more. Because the reason why we don't cry is because we don't know exactly what the Beis HaMikdash was all about. If the Beis HaMikdash, we start getting all the asagas of the Beis HaMikdash through crying, that causes us to cry more. Because when we start seeing what the Beis HaMikdash is, so that gives us to cry more. There's another piece of Sasemis here on Shmoyis. If you look at it yourselves, you see now Besim Chosa. Why? Because that will give you to cry more. It'll help you on the Misabel. The Rebbeinu Shalom helps you be Misabel. And he gives you to see the Simchas Yishalayim. You should see what you're missing. Look what the Beis HaMikdash was. Shabbos Chazain. Why is Shabbos Chazain called Shabbos Chazain? Because the Shabbos, when your eyes are open up, you're able to see the Beis Hamikdash, you should be able to cry when it comes to Churban. It gives you a time to be able to see, to be able to have an achiza on the Beis Hamikdash, to be able to know what the Beis Hamikdash was all about, that you should be able to cry in the Beis Hamikdash. What do we have to cry about in the Beis Hamikdash? Because it's only we're at fault. Nobody's at fault. We're at fault. That we don't have a Beis Hamikdash now has nothing to do with anybody else. The Heilige Yisro Chemeshe tells us that the Ariya Kodesh says that the Beis Hamikdash was only supposed to be Chorev for 1,000 years, only from the year 4,000 to the year 5,000. The year of Hoyt. 6,000 years of the churm of the oilam are connected to 6 meters, and it says hoydi nepach alay lemashches kol hayoyim dova. Hoyd changed to dova. Yoyim shel hakadosh baruch hu is 1,000 shana. Kol hayoyim dova. The whole day of hoyd had to change to dova benidosa. We became a rochik from hakadosh baruch hu. But this year has nothing to do with this year from 5,000 further. Has nothing to do with the chetam of the Dor HaMikdash. It's like the Yismach Moshe. HaTzadik Ovad. Tzadik is the Midas Yisoid. That's the year from 5,000 to 6,000 is lost. Ve'enish Sam Alev Kipnei Ara. Because of your own Ara is Nesaf HaTzadik. That's nothing to do with your Ovis. Aviseinu Chatonu Ve'enom. Vanachnu Aviseim Savalnu. That has nothing to do with us. That had to do with the year 4,000 to 5,000. They were able to say, Abeseinu Chotu. We are suffering from our own Chatam, we are suffering. Chob Mamigdosh, lack of Beis Hamikdosh, lack of Geula, is Mipnei Chatoenu. Has to do with our own Chatam, Kimpnei Aron, Nesav HaTzadik, the 6,000, the year from 5,000 to 6,000, the year from Yisid, is Mipnei Chatoenu, is because of our own Ra, because of our own Chatam. So it's a time of Tshuva, the 3 weeks. Time of becoming better, time of doing the way with the things that are bringing Chor B'Mamikdash, Senas Chinom, Torah missing, other things missing. We have to become better, we have to become closer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. If we come closer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, then the Eibishter will help, that we zoiche, that this Tisha B'Av should be Nepach, Takel L'Machaylenu. It shouldn't be Nechal L'Evel Machaylenu. It should be Taket, the Evel should be Nepach L'Machaylenu. The evil should be changed back to Machaylenu. We should be zeuche again to the Beis Hamikdash b'mehera b'yameinu.
We leave many from our